Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the state of local news. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Between 2022 and 2023, Ohio lost 30 community newspapers. Three counties in the state are now without any local news source, and this trend is playing out all over the country. The U.S. has lost nearly a third of its newspapers since 2005, and almost two-thirds of its newspaper journalists. Tim Franklin is the Senior Associate Dean of the Medill School of Journalism and the director of the school's local news initiative, which recently released its 2023 State of Local News report. He joins us now. Hi, Tim.
Good to be with you, Erin.
What is going on? Why are so many local news outlets closing?
Part of it is related to just the technology that has emerged in recent years and the shift of audiences from print to digital news sources. And then with that, there's been a precipitous drop in advertising revenue. And that's been the pillar that has supported local news for many decades. So that pillar has now been pulled out from underneath local news organizations. And what we're seeing is a collapse of local news in many parts of the country.
And how does Ohio fit into the national landscape?
Ohio, unfortunately, is faring worse than most. Ohio has lost about 53% of its newspapers since 2005. Nationally, there's been a loss of about one-third of newspapers. So Ohio is trending higher than other states in terms of newspaper losses.
What are the consequences of this? I mean, why should we care if a tiny weekly paper closes in the middle of Ohio?
There's been research that's been done that shows that in news desert or low information communities, civic participation declines. So turnout in local elections or state elections drops. The number of candidates running for local office goes down. Government spending goes up, right? Because there are no traffic cops, if you will, that are watching local government and what's happening. There's also even been some research that shows that corruption rises. And beyond that, I think there's something more existential. Good community newspapers are the glue that I think kind of holds together communities. They inform people about local deaths, about what's happening at the local school, about what's happening with businesses in the community, what's happening with their neighbors. You know, when you lose that connectedness, I think there are all sorts of social implications to that.
Are some places in the state more likely to become news deserts than others?
First of all, this is a problem that affects every part of the country. But I would say many of the news deserts that we see are in rural areas, and especially in the Midwest and in the South. We've also seen loss, especially in suburban areas around major metro areas. In fact, the highest percentage of losses have actually been in the suburbs.
You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Ohio Newsroom here. We were created precisely because of this problem, and our goal is to help fill the gaps that shuttered newspapers are leaving behind. Do solutions like this make any difference, or what else can be done to address the problem?
Yeah, actually, and I'm not saying this just because I'm on with you, but I do think that public radio can play a role in the solution because you're in the communities, you know your communities. You know, that's not a universal solution to this crisis, but it could be one of many. There also are examples in some small areas, and I'm thinking about Richland, Ohio, specifically, where the Richland Source, which is about a 10-year-old or so digital startup that's focused on solutions journalism, is really figuring it out. You know, they have a diversified income stream. And in many ways, Richland is a model for what can happen in rural communities going forward.
Tim Franklin with the Medill School of Journalism, thank you.
Thank you, Erin.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.